My guest today, Robbie Krieger, guitarist of The Doors. Robbie's with me today to promote their new live DVD and CD companion set, The Doors, Live at the Isle of Wight, 1970. We're going to get to another live track from that in just a few minutes, but right now we're talking about the post-Morrison years of The Doors. Robbie, with the next one, Full Circle, you brought in a lot of guest singers, and kudos for Clydie King, always one of my favorites, and you had her on there.
Yeah, she's great.
What prompted that shift to decide, well, okay, we charted with our own voices, let's see if we can get something else going? It was a different approach.
Well, we were probably, we realized that we didn't have the greatest voices in the world, Ray and I, so we figured we had to do something different.
Right.
And that's why the next, you know, after that album, we really did try to find the lead singer. You know, by that time, it wouldn't have just been replacing Jim immediately. It was a couple of years later.
Right.
Yeah, I think it could have worked, but, yeah, we just couldn't keep it going.
Well, American Prayer came out a while later, and that was late 70s, I think, mid-70s?
Yeah.
And that was a unique project. Now, that is something the three of you had the music already done for a while, and then you dropped Jim's lyrics in. Are there any more things in the archives, in the vaults, like that, whether it's either music that the three of you made or poetry from Jim or that we might see come out someday?
There ain't a lot, I'll tell you. But we are in the process of searching through the vaults and to see if there's anything decent left in there. So, who knows?
All right. What album, if you had to pick one album that you feel captures The Doors at their very best, an album that you feel you really hit the note, so to speak, from start to finish, what would that album be?
Oh, God, that's tough, you know, because there's something good about all of the albums. You know, lately I've been thinking L.A. Woman might be the best.
Okay.
Because, you know, like I said, we produced it ourselves with Bruce, and it was a total different feeling than all the other albums that with Paul. It was always very, a lot of takes, you know, a lot of edits, took you know, long time to do those albums, and mm-hmm. it just seemed like a lot of work. Whereas by the time we got to L.A. Woman, we were kind of knew how to record, and we were a lot more relaxed, and most of those songs were just done in one or two takes.
Okay. We are just coming off the 50th anniversary of The Doors, the first album, self-titled. Is there any other stuff in the works other than this new DVD, The Doors, Live at the Isle of Wight?
I think we're going to re-release the third album, which is...
We'll be Waiting for the Sun, right?
Waiting for the Sun.
Yeah.
It'll be the 50th anniversary of that album. In the next 3 or 4 months, I believe. So we're remastering that and going to put it on vinyl and have some extra stuff. We have a lot of different mixes that we found.
Okay.
On that one. So that might be pretty cool.
Are you a big fan of vinyl still?
Yeah, I am. I'm more of tape. You know, I have a studio here in Glendale, and we have, you know, 24-track machines, and we always, even if we record on the Pro Tools, we always
bump it down,
flip it over to 2-track, and
okay.
and to get that tape sound, you know.
Now, I heard that people were having a hard time finding the 2-inch tape anymore. Are they manufacturing it again?
There's only one company that does it. That still sells tape, manufactures tape, and it's not cheap, so yeah, a lot of bands don't want to bother doing it, but I wish they would, because I think it's really a cool sound, you know.
Speaking of archival stuff, Doors of the 21st Century later morphed into Riders on the Storm, and it was a wonderful project. We talked about different singers, including your son, covering and giving a new treatment to Jim's words and music. Ian Astbury did an amazing job with you guys. Fans loved it, and I know there was a lot of issues between different members and things on whether you should do it or not, but is there any archive tapes or video from Ian with the Doors that we may see come out?
You know, there's a couple of songs. We actually recorded some stuff with Phil Ramone, but it never went anywhere for some reason. Ian and I wrote some stuff that was really good, I thought, and hopefully some of that will come out at some point.
That was a wonderful project. I just got to say, from a fan's perspective.
Oh, yeah, Ian was great.
And, he was amazing.
He loved Jim and obviously patterned a lot of his stuff on Jim.
Right.
So, that was a good fit for us. But I wish it would have lasted longer.
Well, as we get ready to wrap things up here, I'm going to let you go, but I do want to talk a little about the Robbie Krieger Band. Late 2017, you had some tour dates that were canceled. Will you be touring in 18, and why were those canceled?
I got sick with melanoma. I've always had skin cancer problems from when I grew up. I was a surfer, golfer, and, I have really light skin. Mm-hmm. So I got a case of melanoma, which I'm still fighting right now. But it's getting better.
Good.
And hope to be back out on the road.
Okay, so in the meantime, you are recording this new project. Tell me a little bit about it. Comparatively speaking to past Robbie Krieger Band releases, what direction are you going in, and do you have a target date?
Like I said, I had some buddies from Frank Zappa's band, Arthur Barrow, who was the bass player for Frank back in the Joe's Garage era, Tommy Mars, great keyboard organ player, and Chad Wackerman.
Oh, I remember him.
Great drummer, and also Joel Taylor, who's drumming on a lot of the stuff, who played drums for Alan Holdsworth and a bunch of different jazz guitar players. He's really good. And some cool horn players too. Larry Klimas, who plays with Neil Diamond, and Sal Marquez, who was on my first solo album. He played with he's played with Buddy Rich and all the big bands, and another sax player, Vince Denham, Denham, and he played with Michael McDonald for years, and there's one other sax player who works at JPL, and he's not really known for his sax work that much, but he helped put the Mars rover up on Mars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. His name is Chuck Manning. So the music is kind of, we just kind of got together and jammed a lot and just came up with a bunch of music. We played quite a few gigs doing this music over the last couple of 3 years.
Is it more jazz, more rock?
Yeah, it's more jazz
than
rock. But or I guess you could call it fusion.
Okay. One of the things that one of my favorite eras of your music, and that was, I alluded to it earlier, was the No Speak series that IRS Records had put out. You, Randy California, Andy from Wishbone Ash, just some amazing players. And as the title said, no speak, it was all instrumental. Do you see yourself doing any more instrumental albums? And again, some of the great guitar players, going back to Ronnie Montrose and Open Fire and some of the things, they don't sell that well, perhaps, but they certainly are pinnacles in a career that certainly you're one of the best out there.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of my goals still is to have an instrumental hit, you know, like Walk, Don't Run, or, you know, one of those songs that that everybody knows and will never go away. I also had an album that just came out on Cleopatra Records.
Okay, I'm familiar with them, yeah.
And it's called Sessions, and you know, every once in a while they'll call me up and say, hey, can you play on such and such a song? We got Jackson Browne on it and stuff, you know. So I would do these sessions, so they put them all together in a in an album, and that came out recently.
So it's a compilation of you with other artists, but where you're the primary guitar player?
Right.
Okay. Well, here's a track from that album, Robbie Krieger in Session, released in 2017. Robbie and his take on the Beatles, a classic track, a classic track. All you need is love. I'm loving the fact that we'll be talking to Robbie one final time when we get back on the other side. So stay with me on Midwest Beat.
Can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. There's nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be in time. It's easy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need. Shown. There's nowhere you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. It's easy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
Love.
All you need is love.
That's my guest, Robbie Krieger, giving a nice treatment to the Beatles classic, All You Need Is Love. I'm Tom Lounges. You're listening to Midwest Beat. The Doors have a brand new DVD and companion CD released today. Well, it's not really new. It's The Doors Live at the Isle of Wight in 1970. But it's never been heard before, and it's out today, so make sure you grab yourself a copy. I'll play a final cut from that live DVD in just a few minutes, but first, let's catch up a final time with Robbie Krieger. Well, Robbie, is there anything we haven't touched on that you would like to let fans know about any of your projects?
I've been doing a lot of charity stuff.
Okay.
Last 5 years or so. Every year we do a big show that we put on for St. Jude's.
Okay.
Children's Hospital. It's like a golf tournament, and then the next night we do a concert. And last year was the best one we've had. We had the guys from Boston played. We had
I'm sure Alice Cooper was there.
No he's done it before, but he couldn't make it last year.
Okay.
We've had Alex Lifeson from
Rush,
and we've had just a bunch of great people, great artists. You know, Kiss, some of the guys from Kiss come all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Thayer and Simmons came one time, and his son Nick. Last year we had who's the guy that does the John Lee Hooker stuff?
George Thorogood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he brought his whole band and played. That was great.
Now, is there a link to this and the charity stuff you do on your website?
Yeah, just look up Robbie Krieger, St. Jude's. It's called the Scott Medlock Robbie Krieger St. Jude's event. Mm-hmm. Scott Medlock is a buddy of mine, and he's a great artist. He paints all the sports figures.
And when does that take place?
Usually it's in September or October. And then I have another one that I'm starting now. It's called the Music Path. We're trying to get music into schools, popular music, you know, because usually in school all you can do is band, you know, orchestral.
If even that anymore with the funding cuts.
Yeah, exactly. So this would be like after school, and we give kids instruments and stuff, and teaching how to start a band, stuff like that. There's already a couple of different charities that do this. Little Kids Rock,
right?
And but they concentrate more on the younger kids, so we're more like junior high school and high school.
Okay, the Music Path. Is there a link on that as well?
Yeah, and going to be going up to Ventura, where they had all those fires.
Right.
Next month, and going to do a show for them.
Yeah, the California, man, between the mudslides and the fires, it's something else.
Really got hit hard, you know.
Well, we'll keep up with you at RobbieKrieger.com. And again, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it.
All right, man. Good to talk with you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Thank you.
night's over. When the music's over, yeah. When the music's over. Music's over. When the music's over, turn out the light. Turn out the light. Turn out the light. While the music is your special friend. Subscription to the resurrection. Send my credentials to the house of detention. I got some friends in the mirror won't stop. The girl in the window won't drop. A feast of friends, a lie she cried. Waiting for me into the big sleep. I want you here. I want to hear the scream of the butterfly. Come back, baby, back into my arms. We're getting tired of hanging around, yeah. Waiting around with our heads to the ground. Hear a very gentle sound. Very near, yet very far. Very soft and very clear. Come today, baby, come today. What have they done to the earth? What have they done to our fair sister? Ravaged and plundered, ripped her and bit her. Stuck her with knives in the side of the dawn. And tied her with fences and dragged her down. I hear a very gentle sound. With your ear down to the ground. We want the world and we want it now.
Ah! The Doors, captured live at the Isle of Wight, 1970, and a classic recording, one of Jim Morrison's final concerts with the band. Of course, just less than a year later, he was dead in Paris, and it was a real thrill to catch up with my friend Robbie Krieger. Haven't talked to Robbie in a few years, and glad to see this has finally been unearthed. This has been out there for a while, as Robbie said in the beginning of the interview, that it was difficult to get this out. There was all sorts of different lawsuits and things that were prohibiting the release of it, but I don't know what happened, but it's out, and it is definitely a good collection for Doors fans, and it officially released today through Eagle Rock. You can find it in local brick and mortar stores. You can find it online at Amazon and all the usual spots where you buy your music. It is a long, long concert, and it is a companion DVD, or CD rather, as well. So check it out if you like the Doors. And it's called Live at the Isle of Wight 1970. Robbie Krieger, what a great guest. And I hope you've enjoyed it. We played some of the tracks from the live DVD, obviously, to promote it, and because none of them have ever been heard before. But I also slipped in a couple of favorites from the studio and a couple of cuts from Robbie's solo projects as well. War Toad, I really, really took a fancy to that. It was a remix of the old Peace Frog. We played Peace Frog, the normal version, off the Morrison Hotel album, and then we came back and we played War Toad. And it was an electronic version that he did probably about 15 years ago. And Jose is my studio engineer here, and he was listening, and you were kind of surprised to hear that a little bit, weren't you, that it was that old?
Yeah, like I knew like how old like the Doors
they're old
were, you know. Like,
well, Robbie just turned 70 last week.
Yeah, that's actually pretty surprising. Like, that's still young,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially to be making tracks like that, you know.
Right. And what surprised me is after that played, you pulled something up here that is new, actually, which shows these older guys. Ray Manzarek was still with him at the time. He has since passed. John Densmore, drummer of the Doors, and Robbie Krieger teaming up with one of the hot talents today, the Skrillex Kid.
Yeah.
Now, that's your generation.
Yeah, I have to say I did bump him in my college years. But, yeah, it actually came out in 2011.
Okay.
And, yeah, Skrillex is a pretty famous dubstep pioneer.
Okay.
Or at least that's what a lot of people like to call him.
To me, he looks like a long-haired Corey Feldman, but that's just me.
He does have a very young face.
Yeah, he does.
A young Corey Feldman face.
Well, let's let's give a little sample since we did play the War Toad version, and we're talking about how that was, you know, that was back in the 90s, I think he did that, or the very early 2000s when Robbie recorded that and remixed it for his own album. But this, again, you said came out in 2011?
2011, yeah.
So that's it's just about 6 years old, and we're going to give you a little bit of this. So what's it called?
This is Skrillex featuring the Doors, Breaking a Sweat.
All right, check it out.
checked out.
It'll have a synthesis of those two elements and some third thing that'll be in town. Maybe it'll be, it might rely heavily on electronics, tapes. I can kind of envision maybe one person with a lot of machines, tapes, and electronic setups, singing or speaking and using machines.
I'm breaking the sweat.
It's all right.
I'm breaking the sweat.
I say it's all right.
Giving you a new sound of the Doors. I guess you'd say Doors 21st Century in a way. Of course, they already went out and toured with that when they were with Ian Astbury of The Cult. But this was taking it even further, teaming up with Skrillex, the modern Pied Piper of electronica and DJ music out there. This kid's hot. I mean, he's supposed to be the best of the best. Is that correct, Jose?
Well, he definitely had his climax, okay. Yeah, of his career. He hasn't done anything recently, so I've heard of.
Though. Okay,
yeah, I could be completely wrong, but
that surprises me. Like I said, you're never too old to learn something. We come in here today, and Jose is going like, "Well, who is this?" And it was Robbie Krieger doing electronica early on solo, and he's like, "I can top that." And he pulled up this video of this Skrillex guy, and I wish I would have known about that. We would have talked to Robbie about that because I think he would have had a lot to say.
Yeah, I definitely would have showed you if I would have remembered.
Well, it is Robbie just turned 70 years old. He celebrated his birthday. And again, a big belated happy birthday to Robbie Krieger, who was on the air with us for about 90 minutes today, giving us a lot of time. And of course, they're celebrating the release of The Doors live at the Isle of Wight 1970. And Murray Lerner, the producer of that, he's been on this program before with me when he did the Rory Gallagher and Taste Live at the Isle of Wight DVD about 2 years ago. We had him on the show. He's quite the legendary music documentary guy, and was not able to get him. I was planning to try to get him back on along with Robbie, but didn't quite gel. But one of the things that's interesting, Robbie had pointed out, is that this year is the 50th anniversary of the album Waiting for the Sun by The Doors. And Robbie, being the archivist of the group, him and Ray Manzarek used to do it in tandem. And Densmore, still involved, according to Robbie, although I don't think John is as active as Robbie and Ray were. But Robbie was saying that they're going to reissue Waiting for the Sun, a classic Doors song, a 50th anniversary remixed, remastered edition with some cool extra tracks. Sadly, it's not going to come out for a couple of months yet, but we're gonna get in the mood anyway. We're going to play the original version of Waiting for the Sun. We'll be back a final time after this.
Waiting for the sun. Waiting.
for the sun. In fact, we are waiting for the sun. We've been waiting a long time. Lots of rain, but a little bit of sun out there today. Waiting for the sun being reissued in honor of its 50th anniversary. Hard to believe it's been that long. I think I remember getting that when it was new at the local record store over in Hammond at the time, Woodmar Mall. It wasn't even Woodmar Records or Rockin' Horse Records yet. I was buying records out of the jewelry store there called Comey's, and they actually had a little listening booth. If anyone remembers Comey's in Woodmar Mall and you ever bought albums there, well, I was one of those kids hanging out. I always thought it was an odd mix, a jewelry store and a record store combined in a mall. But it was cool. Anyway, Waiting for the Sun being reissued in a couple of months with some bonus tracks and a lot of remixing, remastering. And we thought we'd just play that one just because Robbie was talking about it. If you missed my interview with Robbie Krieger, iconic guitarist of The Doors, we're going to be posting that online coming up very soon. And that's at lakeshorepublicradio.org. LakeshorePublicRadio.org. That'll be posted up in the archives coming up soon. I want to remind everybody once again, keep up with The Doors at the official Doors website, simply called TheDoors.com. No brainer. Robbie Krieger, on the other hand, also has his own website, RobbieKrieger.com, and Krieger is K-R-I-E-G-E-R. Robbie's got a lot of different charity events he's doing. He was sick last year, as he mentioned, battling with melanoma, but he is feeling better, so hopefully that tour that he had to pass on some dates will be rebooted. That is the game plan for him. He's got a new solo album coming out. I think he said it was the Krieger Jam Band or the Krieger Jam Sessions or something to that effect. And it'll be a studio album featuring a lot of special guests, including former members of the Zappa Band. And as a Frank Zappa fan, I'm looking forward to that. But I think we'll leave you with the album that Robbie said is presently his favorite one in the Doors catalog. And this is the one that he was part of producing, along with Bruce, their engineer. Paul Rothchild, their regular producer, had bowed out. He had just released Janis Joplin's album. Janis passed, and he was in kind of a funk. And as Robbie said, kind of saw the writing on the wall with Jim Morrison, decided he didn't want to lose another artist. So he took some time off, and that's when they recorded L.A. Woman. Bruce Botnick, the engineer, moved up to the production seat, and the three surviving Doors were there, John Densmore, Robbie Krieger, and Ray Manzarek to assist on production. And when I asked Robbie of all the Doors albums, and they have several, which was his favorite, and he said it changes because his tastes, he said all the albums he feels are strong, but presently L.A. Woman is his choice. So we're going to play that one and dedicate it to Robbie. Again, thank you, Robbie, so much for joining me on the air, giving me 90 minutes of your day, and sharing so many inner thoughts about Jim Morrison, your career, and sharing with us a little bit of what happens in your world today. And again, belated happy birthday. Robbie just turned 70 and clearly still going strong. This is L.A. Woman. You can tell by the beginning of this classic track. It's a long one, so settle in, turn up the radio, and stay with us here on Lakeshore Public Radio, because coming up in, within the hour, about an hour, we'll have the amazing Chef Nick and the Let's Eat program. And I think we're going to have some vegan, vegetarian, and organic options to talk about. So get ready to call in to the Chef Nick Let's Eat show. In the meantime, this is a good cruising song. L.A. Woman, sunny afternoon. Adios.
burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you, you know they are a liar. Driving down your freeway, midnight alleys roam, cops in cars, the topless bars, never saw a woman.
Consideration for programming is provided by State Farm agent John Yelkich, serving insurance needs for Hobart and the surrounding areas. There when things go wrong, here to help life go right. More information is available at John4Insurance.com.